Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance. I just want to thank you all for joining us this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We all will rejoice and be happy and glad in this day. And let's all of have a wonderful, blessed day. Wonderful, blessed week this week. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father. Yes, agreeing and praying, Lord, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord, for another day, a day that we have not seen, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for this all the things we do in our life that we're aware of, Heavenly Father. All the things that you do, Lord, that we are aware of, Heavenly Father. Father, we just thank you just for who you are, the great I am, the creator of the universe, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 thank you, thank you, thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those that are out there, Lord, that don't know you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Praying for those that have backslid, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father, we pray for those that are crying out to you right now, Lord. Wherever their cry might be, say, Lord, touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, yes, Lord. Lord, we just worship you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. There's no one like you, Heavenly Father. No one. There's no one like you. Lord, we just love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for those people that's in the hospital, Heavenly Father. No matter what their situation might be, Lord, touch them, Lord. Oh, they need a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Pray for those that have the coronavirus, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heal them, Lord. And comfort their family member, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And comfort the ones that have family members have got their wings and going on, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. In Jesus' name, Father. Father, praying for the first responders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for those that's in physical therapy, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord. Strengthen them, Lord. Give them determination, Heavenly Father. Give them drive, Lord. Do what it takes that they receive a complete healing, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, pray for those, Lord, that's having problems with their kids, Heavenly Father, being disobedient, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Listen to prayer, Lord. Guide them so they don't know how to, so they can chastise their kids, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that are afraid of the kids because they're so bad, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, whatever may be the situation that is pulling them apart, Lord. Mend the marriages, Lord. Praying for relationships, Heavenly Father. They have chaos and don't have communication, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Lord, we're praying for the sevenfold, the creatures, the bishops, the teachers, Lord, the evangelists, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for who you are. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. strengthen us as we travel to and from Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, for our, yes, thanking you for our relationship, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, for allowing us to be able to hear you, Lord, and praying for those that are not able to hear your voice, Lord. Oh, Lord, praying that you just strengthen the relationship between those that don't know you are close enough, don't have a close enough relationship to hear your voice, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, there is no one like you. No one like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for business. I'm praying for business, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, praying for those that need a financial blessing right now, Heavenly Father. Those in need of healing, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You are a healer, Lord. You are our provider, Heavenly Father. You are our way maker, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue walking with us, Heavenly Father, holding our hand, Lord. Oh, yes, in every step that we take, every decision that we make. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that out there that's hungry, don't have anything to eat, Lord. Praying for those that living on the street, don't have anywhere to live, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I'm just praying, Lord, that you continue doing the things that you do in our life, Lord, even the things that we're not aware of, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we can never praise you enough for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. Thank you. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you continue strengthen us as we walk, and those that are weak, that you strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Continue lifting us up, Heavenly Father, holding and empowering us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just bless you, Lord, for answering our prayers, Lord, for the blessing you in store on us, the miracles that you in store on us, Lord, and our family members and our friends, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, you are faithful, Lord, and we trust you, Lord. We believe in you, Lord, because we know your word is true. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. God, and I connect this prayer with all the prayers that are going on at this hour, anyone that's praying as I'm praying, and those that will be praying after me, with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, you are our power, and you are our glory. We all agree, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. This morning, I just want to say again, thank you all for joining this morning. And I want to just speak on rising above. But, you know, God designed us for greatness. Regardless of our circumstances, setbacks, or fears, God wants to empower us to rise above. By faith, I clear everything that has held us back will no longer be an obstacle past. God is faithful, and he will accomplish every promise he put in our heart. Today, you can rise higher and see every dream come to pass. Today, I want to encourage us with the power of the word. There are no setback, no decision we made, no circumstances we encounter, no disappointment that disqualifies us from experiencing God's best for our life. God's best is our destiny, and it's bigger, deeper, further, and higher than anything we could imagine. As a child of God Almighty, I want us to receive this today, that we were created to rise above. The scripture says in John 10:10 that God created us to live an abundant life. No matter where we are, we're not supposed to get stuck at that level and just stay there. God is a God of increase. He has something bigger for our future. He wants to take us higher than we have ever gone before. He has wonderful blessings lined up for us. Increased favor, bigger dreams, more influence, new opportunities, abundant provision. We got rays of DNA flowing through our veins. That means our destiny is not defeat. Our destiny is to overcome. We will rise above. Many times in life, we let the disappointments of the past or the difficulties of the present burden us and convince us that our mistakes disqualify us from God's blessings. Maybe an opportunity didn't work out like we hoped. Someone didn't keep their promise. Our relationship ended. We experienced financial issues. Setbacks like these can keep us from trying again. But here's the key to overcoming these setbacks and rising above. We got to let go of what didn't work out. Let go of those past hurts and pain. Let go of every mistake or failure. It may not be easy, but with God's help, we can leave the past in the past and believe him for a better future. Paul said in Philippians 3:13 that he was forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. And we can do the same thing today. We may have had an unfair past, but we can have a fulfilling future. We may have gotten off to a rough start, but it's not how we start, it's how we finish. We can't do anything about yesterday, but we can build a better tomorrow. With God, hope is restored. With God, dreams are born. With God, great children come to life. With God, opportunities come our way. We are made for more than this. We were created to live an abundant, overcoming, victorious life. The creator of the universe made us to rise above our past, our limitations, our obstacles. No matter what situation or circumstances are trying to hold us back, we can rise above. Experiencing a health problem, rise above. Dealing with a financial struggle, we can rise above. Hurting from a failed relationship, we can rise above. Feeling limited in our potentials, we can rise above. So we have to just remember, God's best for us is bigger, larger, further, and higher than anything we could imagine. We were created to rise above. So let's work on rising above wherever we are in life, whatever we are trying to do. So what we're going to do right now, everybody mute your phones, and we're going to come in, and we're not going to petition God for anything. Do not petition for anything. We're just going to praise God for what he already praise and thank God for what he already done or what we're asking him for ourselves or somebody else. So unmute your phone and everybody just come in and give God some thanks, some praise.
We praise you this morning, God. We give you the glory, the honor, the praise, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We came to worship thee, O Lord God. Thou alone are worthy of the praise, the honor, the glory, O Lord God. Morning by morning, Lord God, this is the mercy that we thank you for, that we see, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to bless thee, O Lord God. With our hands lifted up this morning, O Lord God, my heart. With praise, oh Lord God, we gave the blessings. Thank you, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, she died by your side. Yes, God. Hallelujah, God. You magnify your name, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, everything. You're the God that's almighty, O Lord God. You're the great El Shaddai, O Lord God. You've spoken, Lord, and it was so, O Lord God. Lord God, you're the God that opened the Pharaoh and his army in the Red Sea, Lord God. You're the God that works miracles so great, O Lord God. So we come to praise you and honor to your name, O Lord God. Talk of your goodness this morning, O Lord God. Hallelujah, O Lord God. God, thou reigns, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we come to bring thee, O Lord God, the evil side of the kindness, O Lord God, the sacrifice of the fruit, O Lord God, the fruit of our lips, O Lord God, unto you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, just come to thank you, praise you, O Lord God, for all that you're doing, O Lord God. You're the God, O Lord God, that heal, O Lord God, that's full of effect, O Lord God, you heal the impotent man, O Lord God. You're the God that raised the dead, O Lord God. You're the God that's from everlasting to everlasting, O Lord God. Come to bring me the sacrifice of praise, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. What shall we render this morning, O Lord God? What shall we render, God? Unto you for all your mercy, God, for all your benefits, O Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are our high tower, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Welcome. Lord God, Lord God, you are the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank everyone for the praise that they have with us. Glory to God. So what we're going to do right now, we are going to see who's all here. Give your name. And if you give your name, if you have a prayer request, give that as your prayer request, a testimony, or a prayer at that time. And if you're not able to pray, please just say, listening.
Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. This is Gladys. Sister Gladys this morning. And just a prayer request for my mom for circulation back into her leg. It's turning real black. And for my niece that has the power of attorney, she's not doing a due diligence with my mom, and that God will work on her heart to treat my mother better than what she's been doing because she has the power of attorney. So I ask you for your prayers. When I leave to come home this morning on the plane, for I pray for traveling mercies also. Thank you.
Good morning, Gladys.
Good morning.
For the hostage,
I'll be listening.
Pray for the hostage.
I'm sorry.
true it all went. But you go ahead, man.
Yes, go ahead.
Good morning. This is, sorry, go ahead.
Pastor Hartley, go ahead. I think I heard Lewis.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Bless the name of our Lord forever. One asking for continuous prayer for the Horsley family, salvation for the children and the family, and the Washington family as we go through this time of bereavement. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for being here, part of this prayer service this morning. We thank God for all that transpired in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Good morning. Good morning, Pastor Horsley.
Good morning.
Good morning, I'm listening and just continue to pray for my children. Thank you.
Good morning, Pastor Gillespie. Lewis? Lewis, did I hear you?
Yes, I said good morning, listening.
Good morning, Lewis.
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B, and I want to thank God for being here. I want to pray for Uncle Ewitt having surgery on wrist for carpal tunnel syndrome. Also, keep Uncle Marvin in prayer. He has cancer. Raymond has cancer. He's one of my cousins. And I just want to thank God for just being here. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Darlene.
Good morning again. This is Lois. I would like prayer for the family, the Stucky, the principal at Dublin High School. They was coming for Savannah on yesterday, and it was a bad accident that happened, and it killed him, his wife. She was carrying a baby and they son. So pray strength for the family, because right now they're going through something.
This is we certainly will pray. Hallelujah. Do we ask someone please to check around and they have a phone or a TV or something on that's distorting the prayer and the request? Please check around and see. If you have a button, please mute your phone as we continue this hour of power of prayer, please. Thank you.
Anyone else want to give your name, yet?
Amen.
Okay, you want to get anyone else who would like to give your name? Okay, so Pastor Hartley and Gladys, are y'all willing to pray this morning?
We're willing to pray.
Okay, you can go first, Pastor Hartley.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, this was a horrific accident, O Lord God, and there are many hearts, O Lord God, that have increased bereavement, O Lord God, and the sadness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, along with every other prayer request, O Lord God, we ask that you would bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Many are suffering, O Lord God, with cancer, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we come to you this morning, O Lord God, we need that you work miracles, O Lord God, so great, O Lord God, upon our children, O Lord God. Lord God, there are those that are in line, O Lord God, that's going to be vaccinated today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we speak a word of a decree, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, O Lord God, that you would touch families, homes, O Lord God, people that are going through a time of bereavement, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are incarcerated, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and by your power, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for all of those, O Lord God, that are going to receive stimulus checks, O Lord God. Lord God, our prayer is, O Lord God, that they do not forget about you, O Lord God, but that they would bless you, O Lord God. Lord God, even though we've gone to the time of resurrection morning, O Lord God, that they would find in their heart, O Lord God, to bless, O Lord God, the ministries of God, whichever one, blog talk radio, whichever one, O Lord God, to bring something to you, Lord God, for a sacrifice, O Lord God, to keep the work going on in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, I thank you, O Lord God. Lord God, I praise you, Lord God, because you even spoke to me on yesterday, O Lord God, that you're going to bless, O Lord God, at this time, O Lord God. We have children and loved ones, O Lord God, that need your protection, O Lord God, from sublineal suggestions, O Lord God, that's in the ear, O Lord God, that's on the internet, O Lord God. And these things, O Lord God, they are just destroying lives, O Lord God. Lord God, our children are able to enter into, Lord God, websites and stuff, O Lord God, with things on it, O Lord God, that destroy the mind, O Lord God. They're playing the video games, O Lord God. Not all of them, O Lord God, but there's some that are very demonic, O Lord God. And it puts them into a trance, O Lord God, and it steals them, O Lord God. It robs their spirit, O Lord God, of the worship and praise of you, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for the pastors and ministers, missionary, Lord God, all. God, it's in authority, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We need an uprising of your spirit, O Lord God, in people's lives in a strong way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would save, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, O Lord God. Save as many as such as should be saved today, God. Touch in the name of Jesus, God. Bless Pastor Darlene, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Each and everyone here in this hour of power, pray, Lord. God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray for people, O Lord God, that every time that they would get into the automobile, O Lord God, that they would pray, O Lord God, for your wisdom to be safe, O Lord God, that their mind would be alert, O Lord God, to watch for the other guys, O Lord God, for the other drivers that are out here, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for the judicial system, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray for those that are in law enforcement, O Lord God, who has the authority, O Lord God, to bring justice, work justice in your name, to uphold the law, O Lord God, and it seems like things are sort of going sideways, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we know that these are the times, O Lord God, of like perilous times, O Lord God. If it's not one thing, it's another, O Lord God. It seems as soon as we rejoice, O Lord God, that the grim reaper comes, O Lord God, snatching away lives, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We're running havoc, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. These things are not so, O Lord God, but Lord God, I pray, O Lord God, that you would bring to mind, O Lord God, as we go through these times, O Lord God, that your words say, Lord God, that you would keep their mind in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, Lord God. So, God, we want to thank you this morning, God. We just want to praise you, Lord God, because you have blessed us, O Lord God, with another week, O Lord God, to worship you, to praise you, O Lord God, to adore your name, O Lord God, and into a whole lot that awaits us this week, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, O Lord God, for the strength to go through, O Lord God, for those that are not feeling well in their body, O Lord God, that they will rejoice, O Lord God. Those that have a slow start, O Lord God, and don't feel like there's anything for them to do, O Lord God, give it to them, O Lord God, to just worship and to praise you, Lord God, and to enter into your culture of praise, O Lord God, and thanksgiving, O Lord God. God, we thank you, O Lord God, as we are into the word this morning, O Lord God, we realize, O Lord God, that you have saved people, O Lord God, and you have worked miracles, O Lord God, and then also, Lord God, you turn around, O Lord God, and you save households, O Lord God. Back then, O Lord God, households consist of two and three, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. There are those out here, Lord God, that are in businesses, O Lord God, that love the Lord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We ask that you would bless their business, O Lord God, the entrepreneurs, O Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke the spirit of fear and doubt, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, it comes to mind, O Lord God, who was a man, O Lord God, hallelujah, whose daughter was sick, O Lord God, whose son was sick, O Lord God. It was a wedding feast, O Lord God, and you made wine out of water, O Lord God. You met every occasion then, O Lord God. You're able to meet every situation now, Lord God. So we come this morning, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, which is mandated by you, O Lord God, that your presence is here, Lord God, forevermore, Lord God, that you would just bless, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O oh God, Pastor Scholastica, Lord God, and the children, oh Lord God, in the name, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God bless the works of everyone's hand, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let us not get weary at this time, oh Lord God, as we're going through, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We're on our way, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, into this vineyard, oh Lord God, to work, oh Lord God, as the day comes, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. There be many, oh Lord God, that will pass by, oh Lord God, that we could look upon, oh Lord God, and utter a prayer there, Lord God. One prayer that would maybe be incident season, oh Lord God. Another, oh Lord God, give us the wisdom, oh Lord God, to speak to them, oh Lord God, to give them one of the fruits of the Spirit, oh Lord God. It would be love, joy, peace, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. A word in season, oh Lord God. Cause us, oh Lord God, to speak comfortably to your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, cause us, oh Lord God, to have a discerning eye, oh Lord God, where we go in, oh Lord God, when we come out, oh Lord God, when we come around people, oh Lord God, the people of God, oh Lord God, those that are unsaved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, increase the anointing, oh Lord God, in our lives, oh Lord God, that they may feel the very virtue of God, oh Lord God, and get convicted, oh Lord God, that they may ask a word this day, God, what must they do to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Many are confused, oh Lord God, and many don't know which way to go at this time, oh Lord God, whether they should vaccinate, oh Lord God, hallelujah, or whether they should wait, oh Lord God. But Lord God, I want to charge them to let them know, oh Lord God, that you hear all prayers, oh Lord God, and if they don't hear, Lord God, that if they will confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in their heart that God has raised them from the dead, oh Lord God, that they shall be saved, oh Lord God, as they receive you, Lord God, in your spirit, Lord God, as you take a bold in their life and dwell in them, Lord God. I feel quite sure and confident, oh Lord God, that you would lead them in the right direction, oh Lord God, that you will begin to heal, oh Lord God, you will begin to change family situations, oh Lord God. Lord God, the Philippian jailer, Lord God, not only that he was able, Shanella, Koyasia, Lord God, but his whole household was saved, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, as he faced the situation, oh Lord God, where death was going to come to him, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, because the prisons got open, oh Lord God. Not only did you save him, oh God, but you have saved the house, oh Lord God. Lord God, we were praying continuously for household salvation, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you today, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Protect us, oh Lord God, while we go out in our vehicles, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we bless your name, oh Lord God. We love you today, Lord God. We rose up this time of morning, Lord God, just to thank you, Lord God, for a wonderful weekend, oh Lord God. Just to thank you in advance for this day, oh Lord God, as we go throughout this weekend, oh Lord God. God, we thank you, oh Lord God, because thou alone are worthy of the honor, the glory, the praise, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We thank you for this opportunity to pray, oh Lord God, to say something to your people, oh Lord God. Lord God, as we to the memorial service on tomorrow, Lord God, that's hallelujah, Lord God. We pray that you be there, Lord God, that many souls will come, oh Lord God, that many hearts will be changed, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask that you would deliver lots of people, oh Lord God, that are going through this time right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We want souls to be saved, oh Lord God. We want to see lives change, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We want to see the drive-by shootings knocked down, oh Lord God, and the suicide spirit, oh Lord God. People at work, oh Lord God. Hey, well, son, Nanakayosi, I did a little bit longer than I could intended to pray, Nanakayosi, that will help Nanakayo working with the families, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, God. And losing hope in life, oh Lord God. And if you got the only way out is suicide, God, break, oh Lord God, that spirit of suicide, that spirit of confusion, oh Lord God, that spirit that causes confusion in the mind, oh Lord God. Show yourself strong in people's lives today, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Let them know, oh Lord God, that we're here, Lord God, here at the hour of power, prayer, praying for their strength, oh Lord God, that they will come through victorious in Jesus' name, oh Lord God. Just bless everywhere, Lord God, that I call you see, Abel Shana and I call you see, God, because you're the only wise God, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, fill people, Lord God, with your Holy Spirit, oh Lord God. Send laborers, oh Lord God, to them, oh Lord God. Laborers, missionaries, oh Lord God. Whoever have a word, oh Lord God, let them save your people, oh Lord. Let them begin to work, oh Lord God, while the churches are mostly all closed, oh Lord God. The time, oh Lord God, where confusion is rising up, oh Lord God, where the news report is not favorable, oh Lord God. Lord God, this is our time now, oh Lord God. Bless us and strengthen us to go forth in Jesus' name. Hilko Yasai, God. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless your name. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah. And I say amen. Amen. Oh, what she is.
Sister Gladys. Sister Gladys.
Hello, I'm preparing to go to the airport.
Okay.
I said I was going to be listening. But I didn't say it loud enough.
We have someone to join us. Would you like to give your name at this time?
Good morning, everyone. It's Sister Sheila. Hallelujah.
Do you have a prayer request, praise report, a testimony?
I just want to thank God for a new week, and on my way to work, I've been just working on just Mondays, and I'm not complaining. I'm grateful. I feel much better since February, and I'm just praying that God just keeps guiding me and directing me in what he wants me and what he needs me to do. I surrender, and I thank God for this prayer line and each and every prayer warrior.
Okay, good morning. So you're not able to pray this morning?
I would love to pray.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I come to you this morning, humble as I know how, God, asking you to search me, God. If there's anything that's not like you, please take it out, God. I praise you and glorify you this morning, God, as we pick up our cross this morning and follow you, seeking your face, saying yes to your will and yes to your way, Lord Jesus. I pray as you continue on entering into our homes, Lord Jesus, that you will have thine own way, that you will move by your Holy Spirit, God. I pray for each and every family member that lays down and rests yet on, God, that you will touch their hearts, God. And then I save, Lord, save them, Lord. Put a shaking in their heart to let them realize that you are the way, the truth, and the life, God. Lord Jesus, for all the prayer list for this prayer line, God, I pray that you'll just touch right now, Lord. Heal and deliver, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the miracles, God. Thank you for healing, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you this morning for going into the hospice, God, working a miracle, letting the people see your signs and wonders, God. Lord, we pray for those that's on the surgery table right now, God, that you would be the hand in the glove, Lord Jesus, that you will move like you never moved before. Thank you for the healing of a miracle, God. Lord Jesus, we pray for those that's in jails, hospitals, institutions, rehabs, and detoxes, God, that you will just move, Lord, as you go in, Lord Jesus, heal and save, God. And as they put Bibles in places like that, God, I pray that someone will pick it up and realize that you are their shepherd, that you love them, and that you care for them, God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this new day, God. I praise you for moving, Lord Jesus. The young lady says she's getting ready to go to the airport, God. Make it easy for her, Lord Jesus. Let no waiting, Lord Jesus. Let everything just go beautiful because that's your child on a way, on a mission, God. Keep her safe. Keep her covered in your precious blood. Her and whoever along with her, God. Lord, I pray for the souls of the sinners right now, God, that she would just touch, save, heal, and deliver, Lord. Lord Jesus, I pray on this Monday, God, that you will continue to get the glory out of our lives, Lord Jesus, as we seek your faith and study your word, God. Thank you for the scripture about love, God. Lord, and we can just have a little bit more love. Have a heart like you, God. Love us no matter what, God. Teach us how to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, God. Lord Jesus, as we go up and down in our community, God, I pray in your precious name, Lord Jesus, that someone might hear something coming positive out of a saint's mouth, like Jesus loves you. Jesus do care. Jesus is yet working miracles. Lord, I love you this morning. I thank you, God, for who you are in our lives this morning, God. Pray that you just move, God. And as I go to the job that you bless me with, God, to work one day, God, I'm grateful, God. Lord Jesus, keep me humble. Keep me open-minded. Keep me teachable, God. But as I deal with the customers that come in, God, let them just hear your love coming out of my mouth. Let them see your light shine, God. Use me any way you see fit with the public, God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord. Touch management, God. Touch the co-workers that I work with, God. Save their souls, Lord. Let me be an example to them, God. Remember their elderly parents and their sickly family members, God. Lord Jesus, I pray you just touch right now. Remember those that's in the nursing home as well, God. That the people that work with them realize that they are our family members and they need love as well, God. Lord Jesus, I pray this name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you all for those prayers that went up. And I want to say to you all, it is our season for reset and refresh. There are times in life when we all need a reset to begin again. And this season is no different. I want you to be ready for it and respect the good things God has for us. No matter what has happened in our past, specific dreams and desires of our heart may seem out of reach. We may have given up because we tried and it didn't work out. Or maybe you experienced a setback. But don't settle there no matter what happens or what lies ahead. I want you to know God will make a way even when it looks like there is no way. God is faithful, and no matter how impossible a situation or circumstances may look, this is the word I want to declare over our lives today. Our time is now. Every dream that's in our heart, every promise we have received, put there on purpose, and we'll fulfill it. This is what hope is all about, believing the promise God put in you and believe that it's come to pass. I love what King David said. He said, "I'll pitch my tent in the land of hope." That was Act 2:26. What is your hope set on? What are you expecting each day? Are you thinking on what has been or what will be? I understand life has setbacks. But today, I want to encourage you, don't pitch your tent in the wrong place. It's time to move into a new place of hope where you know everything is possible and you know it's your time. Believe for God's blessings and favor. Expect God to turn things around. Trust the right doors will open. Sometimes you just need something spoken over your heart, someone to jumpstart your faith and breathe new life into your dreams. In the natural, you may have every reason to give up, but I encourage you to let this word take root. Your time is now. Remember, your time is now. God knows exactly where you are and the dreams he has put in you. Scriptures call these the secret petitions of your heart. Maybe you need a reminder today that a dream or desire in your heart is there for a purpose. It's time to believe again and to take a step of faith. God still has a way to bring things to pass. Start of each day, say it with faith. I believe every dream, every promise, every secret petition of my heart will come to fulfillment. Negative thoughts may come telling you it will never happen. This is as good as it will get. But today, I'm reminding you to shake out those thoughts and say this instead. Father, you said the path of the righteous get brighter and brighter. You said no good thing will you withhold because I walk uprightly. You said because I delight myself in you, you will give me the secret petition on my heart that good things are in store for me, and I believe it's time. There's something about a person filled with hope. When you feel like letting go, talk about holding on. When you feel like giving up, talk about pressing forward. When you don't see a way, talk about how God will make a way. Stay in faith. Ignite what you know is in your heart. Just like Peter did when he was in the boat with the disciples. They all saw Jesus walking on the water, but it was Peter who wanted to step out of the boat. All the disciples had seen Jesus do miracles, but Peter was the only one to literally step out in faith. Peter understood it was his time. He stirred up his faith, and he ignited that moment of faith, believing he could do what God put in his heart. Jesus told Peter to get out of the boat and come to him. So Peter took a step of faith and walked on the water with Jesus. That moment in his life is a great lesson for all of us of hope, trust, and faith. So you can look and see that in Matthew 14:22-33. What dream is Jesus telling you to take hold of? So just look deep and see what dream Jesus is calling you to take hold of. It's time to step out in faith. God is working behind the scenes right now, arranging for our dream to flourish. So we got to believe, you know, I believe doubt and disappointment are broken this season. It may look like your dream has died, but the good news is God can resurrect your dream. So what we have to do is, continue speaking good things in our life, speaking what God said. So right now, another caller of God came in. So let's see, would you like to give your name, prayer request, testimony, or praise report? Okay. So, Darlene, would you like to do the prayer over the prayer request that was given? And
good morning,
okay, go ahead, Chris.
I would just want to keep Darrell on the prayer line. He's doing better. He's definitely doing better. So the prayers are definitely working. But he's still not breathing on his own yet. But he's getting to that point where if they can get enough mucus out, then they'll remove the breathing tube.
Okay. So what we're going to do is, Darlene, do you have a list of the prayer requests?
I do.
That you can call out? Okay. When she called them out, we all going to give some praise for the improvement that Darrell is giving, and we're going to go into prayer. Oh, could you speak the prayer request out? We're going to pray for those that everybody on the corporate prayer, please.
Okay. Uncle Ewood, surgery just today. Uncle Marvin, healing of his prostate. Raymond, healing of his cancer. Sister Gladys is her mother circulation in her legs. And Sister Gladys is needs to treat her mother right. She's a power attorney. Also, Sister Gladys is traveling this morning. Apostle Horsley, salvation for his family, and that includes all of our families too. And our Washington family, who is in the spirit of grieving, and that includes other people who are grieving at this time, loss of loved ones. Pastor Scholastica wants us to pray for her children. Also, the family who lost their lives, Dublin High School, the father, the son, and the mom in a car accident. And then Darrell, as he is still recuperating from accident in the hospital. So let us pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, today. Great God and great to be praised, oh God, it's from the rising of the sun.
Thank you, Lord, to every breath and quick that was called out, mm-hmm. Heavenly Father. Oh,
awesome,
yes,
God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, today.
Yes,
as we go to the first report, that the doctors are alert that they will be.
We pray, Lord God, that you just by the name, to be by your spirit and by your power, Lord God.
Thank you,
God, in Jesus by the name, God. So we bless your name, Lord God. God's helping you, really, Lord God, that these things are done right now, in Jesus' name, Lord God.
That was
thank
not
you,
called
Jesus.
Out.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we worship your holy name. We give you all the glory, Lord. We magnify you.
Thank you, God, for your
So let us rejoice in the Lord. The Lord God is our strength, and he will make our feet like hind feet. He will put us in a sure place. He will make us to walk upon high places. So as we go, let's remember we're workers together with the Lord. Amen, amen. I love each and every one of you beautiful women and men of God. We know that God is doing great things, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So go in the spirit of peace, love, and happiness. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.